joined on the line by one of those. That's one of their badminton players, Rachel Dara. Rachel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Well, that's good to hear. And you're, I presume, looking forward to heading to the Gold Coast in Australia at the beginning of April as a member of that Northern Ireland team?
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's a great achievement. I'm just looking forward to going now.
Well, who wouldn't be? When you hear Gold Coast and you think about the weather outside, I think, yes, you would be heading for Australia if you could get away, no problem at all. But Rachel, you have a good, I suppose, pedigree. You're always associated, obviously, with three-time Olympian Chloe McGee, who happens to be your aunt.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Your mother is a sister of Chloe's.
Yeah, that's right, my mum's her sister.
And did your mum play much badminton?
She plays a little bit socially, and she coaches the underage Irish teams and things, so yeah.
So she's obviously very involved.
Yeah, she is.
And I presume it came naturally to you to follow on to be a badminton player?
Yeah, I've been playing since I was about 5 years old, just with all the guys, Chloe and Sam and, yeah.
Joshua and so on.
Yeah.
And were you always interested in it? Were you relatively good at it? Or are you, you know, a slow burner and getting better with age?
I've always loved badminton since I was little, and I think just having my family around me and stuff helped me as well, because it's always great to have them and they're so talented. So it's a great opportunity for me. And I don't know, I always just really enjoyed it. So I think that helped a lot.
And how were you in relation to, you know, the national standard at your own age group?
Well, last year I was the national champion in women's singles and women's doubles with Chloe. So...
And were you, at underage, were you national champion?
Yeah, I was national champion in all under 13, under 15, under 17, and now senior.
Now senior. And tell us what exactly you're doing at the moment in relation to badminton and how it's fitting in with the rest of your life.
Well, I'm training full-time in the National High Performance Centre in Dublin, along with the rest of the team, Chloe, Sam, Josh. And as well as that, I'm studying full-time in DIT, doing leisure management.
So if you add up the hours in both, how many hours a week are you involved in something or other?
Well, I've about 18 hours a week in college, and then maybe 18 to 20 hours also at training. So it's quite a lot.
That's quite a lot. And your 18 hours are probably class contact and then a little bit of study and so on afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. It's a busy schedule.
And you compete, I presume, all over Ireland and further afield?
Yeah, I'm competing internationally as well as playing in German League, so I'm quite busy with that as well.
Tell us more about this German League.
It's just a league in Germany. I'm playing for a club in Hohenlimburg. It's maybe one match every month, and it's just for that little bit extra sparring and just to help me improve quicker.
Mm-hmm. And it's once a month, but you have to go to Germany or wherever the club are playing?
Yeah, it's all the matches are in Germany, so it's in different parts of northern Germany each time.
Chloe would have gone down that road before you, I presume?
Yeah, she's also playing in German League as well, but she's playing in the first league and I'm playing in the second league.
Mm-hmm. So, at the moment, you have been selected for the Northern Ireland badminton squad. They also have another couple of performers selected.
Yes, there's a mixed partnership as well of Kieran Chambers and Sinead Chambers.
And so would you have played against Sinead?
Yeah, I played her in the national final.
And you won.
Yeah, it is.
So the standard's quite good, obviously, with you three.
Yeah, it's quite high. It would be doing well in all the Irish tournaments.
And would you be doing special training for the Northern Ireland team? Is there going to be squad training or anything like that?
I think I'm just going to train down here in the national the National Centre, but there will be a few team practices, yeah, before we go.
And do you know who's going to be your team manager?
Yeah, Andy Stewart. He's also from the north, from Belfast.
Mm-hmm. So there's going to be collective training and so on. I presume you know some of the other maybe athletes that are going out as part of the Northern Ireland team.
Yeah, I know a few of them from some of the boxers when I was in Baku for the first European Games. They were also there, so I know a few of them from that.
Mm-hmm. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
What excites you most? Is there a possibility of a medal for you?
It's like one of my first big games, so I'm really looking to just get out and perform the best that I can, and just the preparation now coming up to it it'll be tough, but it'll be exciting.
And is there a prospect of a medal, you know, if things go well?
You never know. Like, there's some very big countries in it, Malaysia and some of the really good Asian countries, but it all depends, really.